High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. Scores!
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pershing Center. It is the D2 state semifinals. Second-seeded Giltner, the defending state champion. You just heard the highlight of them winning the championship a year ago here in Lincoln. They are the number two seed. They are undefeated, 27-0 on the year, and they'll be taking on the Why Not Blue Devils, who is the number three seed. Why Not comes in with a record of 23-2. On the year. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on KLIQ. And again, what we anticipate is a great matchup. Giltner, of course, a lot of experience coming down here, winning the state championship a year ago. Giltner's been in the state championship tournament 15 years. Their most recent tournament, of course, last year where they won the state championship. Why Not? Well, they were here a year ago as well. This is only their fourth trip to the state basketball tournament. They have never made it into the state championship. Obviously, Giltner can brag of a state title from 1 year ago. So the edge in terms of experience going to Giltner, but Why Not plays a very tough schedule up there in northeastern Nebraska. And again, coming out with a 23-2 record. Obviously, Why Not is no slouch here today, as they actually will be the road team. Giltner will be the home team. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Hornets and for the Blue Devils. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Starker, New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the starters for Giltner and Why Not right after this timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. Let's give you our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, as we mentioned, Why Not? They will be the visitors. They come in with a record of 23-2 here in Lincoln yesterday. They picked up the win, obviously, to advance. They got past Fall City Sacred Heart by a final of 46-33, and they really dominated that game. Obviously, Giltner dominated their game as well, getting past Hayes Center 61-36. So for Why Not, their starters look like this. Adam Weisler, he is a 5'11 senior. He's averaging 8.5 points and about 4 rebounds a ball game. Nathan Weisler is a 6'8 junior. He's averaging 13.4 points and 6.5 rebounds a game. Davis Weisler, a sophomore, he's 6'1". He'll make the start with Christopher Schmidt. He is a senior at 6'3", and Kobe Sudbeck, a senior at 6'2". The rest of the lineup right after this. National Anthem just wrapping up here at the Pershing Center. And let's give you the starters here for the Giltner Hornets. As we mentioned, the defending state champions, they're 27-0 on the year. And their starters are Justin Hastings. He is a 6'1 junior. He's averaging 6.8 points and 4.6 rebounds a game. Ethan Kreutz, a 6-foot-tall senior, is averaging 11.2 points and 2.6 rebounds per ball game. Jacob Finley, a junior, he's 6'1", right at 3 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. Drew Ott, of course, the big man in the middle, he is a 6'5" senior. He's averaging 18.3 points and 11.6 rebounds a game. And Trevor Poppin, 6'3", and a senior. Poppin is averaging 7 points and a little bit over 4 rebounds a game. Your starting lineup, of course, brought to you by our good friends at 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions for products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. We'll take a quick little breather. We'll be back with more of the pregame and get us a little bit closer to the tip between the Hornets and the Blue Devils in the D2 state semifinals. Giltner and Why Not, right after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. Why Not and Giltner being introduced. And with the national anthem starting a little bit early than we anticipated, we did not give you some of the numbers we wanted to give you for Why Not. So let's go through those just one more quick time. Austin Weisler is a senior, 5'11", averaging 8.5 points and about 4 rebounds. Nathan Weisler, who is his cousin, is a 6'8", junior. He's averaging 13.4 points and 6.4 rebounds a game. Davis Weisler, that's Austin Weisler's younger brother. He is a sophomore. He is 6'1". He's averaging 8.6 points and 3.3 rebounds. Christopher Schmidt, a 6'3 senior. He's averaging 8.7 points and 6.5 rebounds. And Cody Sudbeck, the senior, he's 6'2", averaging 3.5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. So Why Not has some size. Their point guard is about 5'11", but they go 6'8", 6'1", 6'3", and 6'2". Giltner, again, also has some size at 6'5 with Drew Ott. They got 6'1", 6'3", 6'1", and 6' out there. So pretty good size, really, for both of these two teams. And, again, for Giltner, a lot of their hay made on the inside with Drew Ott, averaging 18.3 points a game. And, of course, a pretty good source of points on the inside, pretty good size here for Nathan Weisler, 6'8", and a senior. That'll be a great matchup between Weisler and Ott throughout the course of this game. I'm Randy Buscutter here from the Pershing Center. The introductions have been made, and we're just about ready to toss the ball in the air and have the D2 state semifinals here from the Pershing Center. Glad you could join us on the Breeze, 94.5. For Why Not, it's going to be Christopher Schmidt that's going to be doing the jumping. And he'll jump against Drew Ott. Ott at center circle. We are directly across from the Giltner bench. And so Why Not here in the first half will be scoring right in front of us. The opening tip is controlled by Why Not. So the visitors with the first possession of the ball game, they kick it off on the left wing. That goes to Davis Weisler. Davis looking on the inside. Backing in is Nathan, but they're going to kick it back out here for Christopher Schmidt. Three Weislers out there starting. It's Austin who's got the ball right now. He'll enter it inside for Nathan Weisler. Nathan Weisler, nice pass. Backdoor cut, and Kobe Sudbeck has the first points of the ball game. Nice passing here for Why Not. That allows the Blue Devils to put the press on a little bit, and Ethan Kreutz handles it very well, kicks it up ahead for Finley, and now they'll work it back around the perimeter. Entry pass on the inside, nice little jump stop, shot blocked on the inside by Nathan Weisler. Ball is on the ground and rolls to Davis Weisler, who comes up with a loose ball, and Why Not brings in the offensive zone. Schmidt looks on that right side. Now he'll kick it top of the circle here for Weisler. And Davis, his three is no good. Saved by Austin. They'll give it in for Davis. And Davis loses the ball. Saved by Ott. But Why Not maintains the possession. as Austin Wiesler will direct traffic a little bit. He could dribble if he wanted to, but he'll kick it right side for Davis Wiesler through the hands of Nathan, and that'll be a turnover here on Why Not. So on the run here is going to be Kreutz, and there is a reach whistle against Why Not. That's going to be their first foul of the game. Now go against Austin Wiesler. So Wiesler with the first foul of the game for either team. 2-0 Why Not here in the early stages at the Devaney Center. At the Pershing Center. A little different feel to the place than the Devaney Center today. Kick on that left side. On the dribble is Kreutz. He'll work it back around. Jacob Finley gets it. Top of the key. Kicks left side for Hastings. Hastings enters it in. That's for Poppin. Poppin double teamed. Loses the ball, but it was last touched by one of the Blue Devils and out of bounds. Giltner making their first substitution of the game. And Ryan Clyer checks in for the Hornets. On the inbounds, they toss it in for Kreutz. Works it back around the perimeter. Kicks on that right side for Hastings. Hastings, they'll swing it around. Kreutz has it. He's going to fire an alley-oop. It is no good as it's deflected away. Austin Wiesler comes up with it, but his pass is tipped. And then Hastings comes up with it. He'll dribble in the offensive zone, and we're going to have a reach whistle on Why Not. That'll be the first foul of the game on Christopher Schmidt. Second as a team against Why Not. So they'll toss it in here. Kreutz, and again, Why Not going with a little zone here. And they'll enter it down low inside for Ott. Ott can't come up with it. Has to kick it back out for Kreutz, and they'll work it back around now, driving. Kreutz gives it in for Ott. Ott goes hard in, and he is pushed before he puts up the shot. Referees call a foul, and definitely there was a foul there, but it was before the shot. I think that might be on Wiesler. Yes, it is. Austin Wiesler has just picked up his second personal foul. So the inbounds for Kreitz. Kreitz tried to enter it in, and it's kicked out of bounds by Sudbeck. So Giltner will inbound again on their own baseline. And just tossing it in is going to be Drew Ott. Ott trying to post up. He gets all sorts of attention. There's a foul as one of the Why Not players ran through a screen that was set by Ryan Clyer. And that'll be a foul on Nathan Wiesler. That'll be his first. They inbound it for Clyer. He'll kick it back out with it. Kreitz. Kreitz looking. Nothing happening there. Gives it to Finley. They get it at the elbow to Clyer. Clyer trying to get it in for Ott. It's deflected away again. They're having trouble throwing it over the top of Nathan Wiesler with that big 6'8 frame and very long arms. So Why Not after the turnover in the offensive zone? They kick right wing for Wiesler. Wiesler gives it for Christopher Schmidt. Schmidt in all sorts of trouble will kick the ball back out for Davis Wiesler. Davis has it top of the key, and he'll get the ball back out here for Jackson Sudbeck, who checked in. Sudbeck dribbled behind the back, tightly defended, and fighting through it. That should be a five-second call, but Finley didn't get credit for it. He was right in the grill of Jackson Sudbeck and fought through a screen to keep it tightly guarded. But Sudbeck still has it. Kicks left side for Wiesler. Wiesler on the baseline. Great drive off glass. And he'll score. Why Not? 4-0 here with 4:45 to go in quarter number one. Giltner looking for their first point. Hastings will throw it in the offensive zone for Kreitz. Kreitz will lead a little secondary break, and we got a reach whistle on Why Not. So Why Not has all the numbers on the board. They got 4 points, but they also have 4 team fouls. Now make it 5 with the personal foul called on Kobe Sudbeck. So for Why Not, you like the lead, but they've committed some fouls here that might get them in trouble down the road. And this is a long game. They inbound it in for Clyer, and Clyer jumper good. So Clyer on the inbounds, just got it in the lane, went right up with it like a jackrabbit, and he hit about a 10-foot jumper on the inbounds play. Why Not in the offensive zone? Nathan Wiesler, he'll pull the trigger on a three. It's no good. Great job of boxing out by Ryan Clyer. Clyer got the rebound, and now he'll bring in the offensive zone. He'll kick it back out top of the circle here for Kreitz. Kreitz kicks on that left wing. for Dylan Heinrichs. Heinrichs drives, gets it in underneath. In trouble, reverse layup is on the glass, up and in. Drew Ott using some body control to tie it at four with a little bit less than 4 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Weisler, Nathan Weisler on the dribble, will kick it back out here for Jackson Sudbeck. And Sudbeck will kick it out, and they're going to call a foul on Giltner underneath. Running through a screen, it would appear, is going to be the call. It was away from the ball. And that's going to be on Dustin Hastings. That'll be his first foul, team's first foul. Trevor Poppin checking back in here for Giltner. And in for Why Not is going to be Brady Stratman. So Why Not will inbound underneath their own basket. And Matt Drew right now getting an explanation on the inbound. They get it inside for Weisler. And Nathan Weisler gets the bucket on the inbound. Just got that big 6'8 frame that threw it up high, and he just went right back up with it. Kyle Hawthorne throws it off the hands of Trevor Poppin. A good pass. If Poppin can handle it, Hawthorne would have had an assist, but it went through Poppin's hands because it was a little hot. So turnover on Giltner, and they trail it 6-4, 3:26 to go here in quarter number one. Why Not has led throughout. They're also tied at four at one point. Jackson Sudbeck gets a little screen from Nathan Weisler, and they'll get a top of the circle here for Sudbeck. Back out for Weisler. Now Nathan Weisler will set another screen. That keeps Ott out of the lane and stepping to the elbow for a quick jumper here is Stratman. Stratman's shot is no good, and covering some ground to make the rebound is Drew Ott. And Ott will get it off here for Kreitz. Kreitz kicks on the right wing here for Kyle Hawthorne. Hawthorne works it back around the perimeter to Heinrichs. Heinrichs kicks it out. That's going to be Kyle Hawthorne. Hawthorne gets it off the hands of Clyer. And Clyer, had he handled it, would have had an open jumper. But he'll have to kick it out and will reset the offense. Hawthorne, bounce pass on the right wing. That's Kreitz. Kreitz will work it back around the perimeter. A little hesitation step, and that'll be a turnover on Dylan Heinrichs. Took a little extra step, and that'll cost him the ball. Hastings and Finley checking back in here for Giltner with 2:31 to go in quarter number one. The 2012 Boys State Basketball Tournament of Platte River Radio is proudly brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer. Why Not leading at 6-4. They bring in the offensive zone. Giltner going man-to-man, but they're sagging away from the ball. And Weisler will kick it out here for Brady Stratman. Driving, having his shot blocked by Ott, was Sudbeck, and the long pass is out of the hands of Giltner and out of bounds. They couldn't get it out ahead to Dylan Heinrichs, and Heinrichs just couldn't get the ball. They led him a little bit too far, got his fingernails on it, and that was about it. Good idea. If that ball is thrown about the width of the ball a little bit closer to Heinrichs, that's a layup. 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one, and a two-point Why Not lead, 6-8. 6-4. And Davis Weisler gave it away, now gives it back. Davis Weisler will kick the ball off here on the left side for Schmidt. Schmidt fires a covered three. It's no good. Rebounded by Hastings. And Giltner brings in the offensive zone and a carry. Yeah. Dustin Hastings carried the ball because of the pressure being put on by Why Not. So that's going to be the fourth turnover on Giltner here in the first quarter. And checking out of the game is going to be Clyer. And I think coming back in is Kreitz. We'll check the lineup here for Giltner when we get a chance. Kick in the corner. Three good for Why Not. They found Brady Stratman in the corner, and he drains the three. That makes it the largest lead of the game here for Why Not at 9-4. On the baseline with the basketball is Poppin. They'll kick it out. And the long three, it's answered. Ethan Kreitz drains in the three, and that makes it out 9-7. Giltner warming up maybe just a little. Bounce pass on the right side, pass in the lane by Stratman. Shut off as they get the ball to Schmidt. Now with the ball here is going to be Stratman. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Davis Weisler, double team, in trouble, and he walked with it. Yeah, that ball, he was trying to pass it off, and Jacob Finley knocked it right back into him, and he ended up dragging his pivot foot. That was a forced error by great defense by Jacob Finley as he double-teamed the ball right in front of us. We had a great view of it. Finley will get it near the midcourt circle to Dustin Hastings. He brings in the offensive zone. They put it on the baseline in the hands of Ott. He'll kick it out. Here's a three by Finley. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Schmidt here for Why Not, and they'll kick it up ahead. Weisler's got it with 38 seconds to go. Davis Weisler gets it in the corner. Now they get it at the elbow here for Jackson Sudbeck. Sudbeck has his shot blocked again by Ott, his second block of the game. And with it, here is Kreitz. Kreitz on the run, in transition. Jumper, no good. Schmidt with the rebound for Why Not. 19 seconds left as they kick it in the offensive zone. And now Why Not's going to slow it down a little bit. Jackson Sudbeck will start his dribble. He's picked up defensively by Poppin. Lost it momentarily. Gets it back. Now kicks it off for Davis Weisler. He'll give it off on the right side for Schmidt. Schmidt off glass. Hits the three. And Giltner will inbound but have no time to do anything with it. The three-pointer off the glass by Christopher Schmidt gives Why Not a 12-7 lead as we head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, not only is Giltner 27-0 in the season, they have not been pushed a whole lot, but they find themselves trailing in the state semifinals after one quarter. They have the ball. Poppin will work the ball on the inside, and Drew Ott drives in, lays it up and in. That makes it now 12-9. So Why Not's lead's been cut down to three here after Giltner's first possession of quarter number one. Driving in the lane, here is going to be Schmidt. Schmidt gets the top of the circle here for Davis Weisler. Weisler will give it off right side here for Jackson Sudbeck. Sudbeck getting a little screen, dribbles now, top of the key. Used up his dribble, now we'll hand it off here for Christopher Schmidt. Schmidt will get a screen from Nathan Weisler. And they'll kick it right back out here for Sudbeck. Sudbeck will lob it to the elbow here for Nathan Weisler, and the 6'8 center will shoot from 15 feet away. It's no good. And Finley pulls down the rebound for Giltner. Getting the ball back is Kreitz. Kreitz standing near midcourt, looking in on a 2-3 zone. And they'll work it around the perimeter. Poppin works it in, kicks it back out for Kreitz. Kreitz is going to drive, shoots it off the glass, and in. So four straight points here for Giltner, and they cut the lead down to one. They trail it now 12-11. Davis Weisler, top of the circle, gives it for Christopher Schmidt. Schmidt's going to direct traffic, kick right side for Sudbeck. Sudbeck back out here for Weisler. He'll kick into the left corner. Behind the arc is Schmidt. He's picked up defensively by Hastings, so he'll just dribble out with it, kick it out for Sudbeck. And Sudbeck, every time he touches the ball, the Giltner student body, chance air ball, and we got a timeout here for Why Not. Lee Hymas, the head coach of Why Not, did not like what was happening out there for his team, so he calls a timeout. So we'll take a timeout with him, a 30-second timeout. 6:18 to go here. Quarter number two, Why Not 12, Giltner 11. Back after this.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, I was beginning to allude to this a little bit earlier. Giltner has not been pushed a whole lot in their 27-0 record. In fact, the tightest game they had by far was a game against Overton, played at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Overton took a three at the buzzer that would have won it, but Giltner held on 43-41. Here they're being pushed by Why Not, but right now Giltner just forced the turnover on the inbounds. Jacob Finley comes up with the ball, and so Giltner works in the offensive zone. Kreitz will drive and now kick. They get it out for Finley. They're going to reset the half-court offense here. Kreitz has it, brings it top of the circle. At the elbow, they get it into the hands of Clyer, and now Clyer will go line and shoot two. He was hit on the arm as they gave it to him right at the free throw line, right there on the elbow, and he was hit on the arm. So the foul is going to be on Davis Wiesler, and that'll be his first. And the free throw, no good here for Ryan Clyer. Of course, we were tied at zero. We were also tied at four. And now Giltner with an opportunity to tie it at 12, and we are tied at 12. Clyer hits the second of the two free throws, and with 6 minutes to go here in quarter number two, it's 12-12. Giltner has never led in the game. They've trailed by as many as five. Schmidt will work it back around top of the circle here for Beckman, who checked in a little bit ago. Now pass on the inside. Ott knocked it out of bounds, and about 2 seats to my left, he couldn't quite come up with it. And so Giltner is back on defense. Why Not to inbound here? Davis Wiesler to toss it in. He'll get it into the corner here for Christopher Schmidt. They try to enter it in, but it's knocked right back into Schmidt's hands. Schmidt now will kick it out on the right wing for Sudbeck. And again, Why Not on the dribble. Giltner is playing very good defense right now, but a little ball fake shot is blocked by Ott. He blocked two of them, and the ball's on the ground, picked up by Finley, and then it's tied up. Possession arrow is pointing to Why Not. Four blocks in the game here for Drew Ott, two of them on that possession, as Davis Wiesler penetrated, and now he's going to inbound. Check it, it's going to be Sudbeck that's doing the inbounding, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Dustin Hastings. Hastings just a stride away from knocking it down with that left hand and picking up the ball in the corner. Just ran out of room over there. So Giltner will drop back on defense again, and Jackson Sudbeck will inbound. No problem getting it in for Christopher Schmidt. They get it at the elbow. Jumper by Kobe Sudbeck. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Kreitz, and here comes Giltner. They work it up ahead on the drive. Clyer, shot no good, but a foul. Quickly up ahead was Giltner, and Clyer running the floor, got it on the baseline, drove in for the layup as he drove the baseline, hit on the arm by Nathan Wiesler, and that's going to be his second foul. So a little bit of foul trouble here for Why Not, as Austin Wiesler and Nathan Wiesler both have a couple of personal fouls. And the first free throw by Ryan Clyer is no good. So he's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line right now. But Ryan Clyer, if he hits this one, it'll be the first time that Giltner's has a lead with 5:09 to go here before halftime. Free throw, no good. And rebounded by Kobe Sudbeck. And Sudbeck will get it off here for Jackson Sudbeck. And Schmidt uses up his dribble. He's looking on the inside. He'll toss to the elbow for Sudbeck, that's Kobe. Kobe back out here for Schmidt, and they'll kick it off on the right side. Dribbling top of the circle, Jackson Sudbeck. They'll give it off for Christopher Schmidt. Inside for Nathan Wiesler, and Wiesler is fouled by Trevor Poppin. That'll be the first foul on Poppin. That's his first, and again, we are tied at 12 with 4:43 to go at the free throw line. Nathan Wiesler. And the first free throw is good. 6'8 junior. He's got a lot of really good basketball ahead of him at the high school level. So 13-12, Why Not here. And second free throw by Wiesler is good. So 2-point advantage here for Why Not. Now to inbound the ball is going to be Giltner. Dylan Heinrichs will toss it in. Get it off here for Kyle Hawthorne. Hawthorne dribbles down that sideline. They're pressuring the ball, but he's able to get it in the hands of Dylan Heinrichs. Heinrichs kicks it out. Quick jumper, no good. Rebounded by Christopher Schmidt. And Why Not in the offensive zone. Giltner back to that man-to-man off of a screen. Sudbeck's going to fire a three top of the key. No good. Rebound by Dylan Heinrichs. Heinrichs is going to kick it up ahead here for Kreitz. Kreitz, little hesitation dribble, kicks into the corner. Open for three is Kyle Hawthorne. In and out, and then back in. Rattled in and out, and then went off the glass and in, and Gilner has their first lead. It's 15-14. We're in the midway point of quarter number two. Why not? He'll set up a half-court offense. On the bounce is going to be Stratman. Stratman gives it to Sudbeck. He'll dribble off of the screen. Kick it out for Nathan Leisler. The 6'8 center just hit a three-pointer over the top of Ott. So why not take the lead back? And Giltner will face a little bit of pressure. They handle it very well. Kreitz drives the lane. Passes in, pop and jumper. No good. Layup missed. Not a layup, but about a 10-foot jumper missed. And then Schmidt pulls down the rebound. They enter it inside for Nathan Leisler. A little ball fake, and we got a foul. That's going to be on Drew Ott, who ends up knocking Nathan Leisler to the ground. And that'll be the first foul on Ott. That was a good little up-and-under move by the junior, Nathan Leisler. And Leisler, 7 points in the game. He is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple more free throws coming up here. And the free throw is up and good. The 2012 Boys State Basketball Tournament on Platte River Radio is proudly brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. Wiping his face is Nathan Leisler at the free throw line. Now they'll give him the ball back, and why not? We'll try to add on to their 18-15 lead with 3:22 to go. And Weasley's free throw is good. So he's a perfect 4 for 4 from the line. And after Giltner took the lead, it's been all why not? A quick little 5-0 run here. Check that out. Yeah, it's a 5-0 run. With the ball is going to be Hawthorne. Hawthorne on the bounce. Kicks it right side here for Kreitz. Kreitz dribbles up to a 1-3-1. They'll kick out left side for Finley. Finley thought about the three, but they'll give it off here for Hawthorne. Hawthorne on the right wing for Kreitz. Kreitz has the ball knocked loose. Saved by why not, but into the hands of Klier. And so Giltner will maintain the possession. Ball knocked loose, but back to Finley. Finley will reset the offense, giving it off for Hawthorne. Now on the penetration is Kreitz. The kick into the corner here for Finley. They'll give it back out here for Kreitz. Kreitz back out, and then we got a walk. Good ball movement for Giltner, but they turn the ball over. So 5 turnovers on Giltner, 3 on why not. And after Giltner took a 15-14 lead, a 5-0 run here for why not, and they force another turnover, another stop here defensively for the Blue Devils. The why not girls played for the state championship last Saturday. The why not boys trying to at least get that far. Jackson Sudbeck in the offensive zone, picked up man-to-man here by Finley. And Giltner stays with that man-to-man. A little screen set by Weisler. Now Weisler will get the ball back out. He'll shoot another three and hit another three. Nathan Weisler is feeling it. And the 6'8 center has stroked in 2 3-pointers this quarter. And why not has a 7-point lead. Right after Giltner took their first lead of the game, it's been all why not. And a three now by Giltner, drained by Ethan Kreitz. Just what the doctor ordered, his second three of the game. He's got 8 in the contest, and the lead is cut down to 4. 22-18 as Davis Weisler starts the drive, and Giltner's going to be called for a block. And that's going to be on Ryan Klier. That is just 4 team fouls whistled on Giltner with a minute 50 to go here before halftime. And so, why not? We'll inbound. They'll toss it in top of the key. And luckily, another foul not called. But Davis Weisler is able to make the catch. Top of the circle. Gives it off for Brady Stratman. He'll give left side here for Sudbeck. Sudbeck lobs it on the inside. Knocked away by Drew Ott. And Ott will force the turnover. Ott, great anticipation. Now Kreitz, long pass up ahead. Drive by Hastings. He'll kick it out. Little ball fake here by Klier. He'll have to kick it out. They work it around the perimeter. Hastings on the baseline. Inside for Ott. Ott had it knocked loose, but that's going to be a foul. And I think that's on Nathan Weisler. If it is, that's going to be his third foul. And that might get him in a little bit of foul trouble. He has not been taken out of the game. They're going to call the reach on Jackson Sudbeck. Both Sudbeck and Weisler were there. And Ott will go the line. Now, Ott, very much like Nathan Weisler, very good as a big man at the free throw line. And Ott bends the knees, fires the free throw, and I jinxed him. He missed it, and Kobe Sudbeck pulls down the rebound. So here comes Why Not in the offensive zone. Giving it back out for Jackson Sudbeck. He'll just hand the ball off as they run that little wee play and a little double dribble. They handed it off, and Davis Weisler had it pinned to his thigh, and he took a little extra step with it. That's an unforced error, the fifth turnover of the game against Why Not. So a minute 10 to go here before halftime. Giltner took the lead momentarily here in quarter number two. They trailed by as many as seven after that, and now Giltner can chip away at that lead a little bit more. Kick right wing for Finley. Finley lobs it on the inside, and we're going to have a foul. That's going to be on Christopher Schmidt. That'll be his second. Inside of a minute to go here before halftime. Reminder for you, we'll have the Allens halftime report. Coming up here in 59.3 seconds. The clock not moving, though, because Drew Ott is at the free throw line for a 1-1. And the free throw, back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Kobe Sudbeck. And Sudbeck will kick it up ahead here for Brady Stratman. Stratman on the bounce. Gives it now top of the circle here for Davis Weisler. Weisler will just hand the ball off here for Stratman. Stratman looks on the inside, dribbles between the legs, kicks now top of the circle here for Sudbeck. Sudbeck reminded of his air ball by the Giltner student body every time he touches the ball. They get it off here for Sudbeck, and now it's going to be Jackson Sudbeck. And Jackson will get a little screen as Finley was putting pretty good pressure on. They give it for Sudbeck, back inside. Schmidt's going to drive, and Schmidt is hit on the arm. And so it's going to be a foul on Giltner. It's going to send Why Not to the line to shoot two. And that's going to be on Trevor Poppin. So Poppin has two. He's the first Hornet that has multiple fouls. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Schmidt. And the first one is up and good. As a team, Why Not is 5-for-5 from the line. I say that because, well, we kind of hope it jinxes them. That 5-for-5 is the difference in the game. They lead it 23-18. The free throw, back the iron, and no good. Drew Ott pulls down the rebound. And Ott will get it up ahead here for Kreitz. Kreitz on the bounce. 12 seconds left, top of the circle. Kicks left side for Hastings. Hastings back out for Kreitz. Kreitz gives it off right side. 5 seconds left, pass deflected. Put in the hands of Hawthorne. Hawthorne gets it on the baseline, and they turn it over at the buzzer. Ball knocked loose. Another turnover by Giltner at the buzzer. And so Why Not heads to the locker room with a 25-18 lead over the Hornets. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Allens, you get more Superstore halftime report right after this timeout.
State playoffs. What a blast. B&B Carpet wishes the best of luck to all the boys and girls basketball teams at state. From the games of horse in your driveway to the long practices after school, your hard work is what got you to this level. Go down to Lincoln and have fun, play your hardest, and show the state what great kids we have in central Nebraska. All of us at B&B Carpet Service say, Go Hornets!
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire.
Centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more, Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center, where Giltner has a little work to do. They're undefeated, but they trail at halftime to Why Not. Why Not with a 23 to 18 lead here at intermission. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Report. Allen's, you get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Why Not. They're led today by Nathan Weisler. The 6'8 junior is averaging, he's their big gun throughout the course of the year. He's been averaging about 13.5 points a game. Well, he's got 12 here in the first half, including a couple of three-pointers. He's perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. So Nathan Weisler doing everything that Why Not could possibly hope that he can do here in the first half. Again, 12 points in the half, but no rebounds, interesting enough, for a 6'8 center. Christopher Schmidt, second-leading scorer here for the Blue Devils. He's got 4 points at intermission. He drained a three-pointer in that first quarter. Also, Brady Stratman also drained a three in the first quarter. He's got 3 points off the bench, 2 points for Davis Weisler, and 2 points for Kobe Sudbeck for Why Not. For Giltner, leading the way is Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz drained in a couple of threes here in the first half. He's got 8 points in intermission, 4 points for Drew Ott, a three-pointer for Kyle Hawthorne, and Ryan Clyer also with 3 points here in the first half for Giltner. Giltner trailed at the end of the first quarter 12-7, and they trail here at intermission by those same 5 points. They trail it 23-18 here at halftime at the Pershing Center. We do have a first quarter score for you over in Class A going on right now over at the Devaney Center in the Class A semifinals. Papillion La Vista leading Omaha South 18-6, as that game is in the second quarter. They ought to be awfully close to halftime as well there. Here, Giltner trails at intermission, 23-18 to Why Not. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at all the scores from Lincoln today, as well as talk a little Nebraska basketball. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, most of the finals tomorrow over at the Devaney Center have been set. Let's get you caught up with what happened today at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We'll begin, first of all, in Class C1, the first games of the day. Wahoo ended Minden's championship dreams with a 73-69 win. Next up for Wahoo will be Boys Town. They ended the dreams of an all-Wahoo final by defeating Archbishop Newman fairly convincingly, 76-68. In Class D1, one of the more thrilling games of the day had O'Neill St. Mary's over Humphrey St. Francis, 45-44 here at the Devaney Center. So in D1, St. Mary's will be taking on Pawnee City. Pawnee City had no problems with High Plains Community, 52-31. In Class B, a couple of great games over at the Devaney Center. South Sioux City really not really pushed very hard by Omaha Gross, as the defending state champion South Sioux City with a 71-60 win. They'll be taking on Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff at essentially the buzzer beat Beatrice 61-60. Scotts Bluff forced a Beatrice turnover. They could not inbound the ball with about 20 seconds to go. And then Scotts Bluff entered it in quickly, got fouled, went to the free throw line, hit two free throws for a 61-60 lead. And with 17 seconds left, Beatrice kicked the ball up court and could not get a shot off. Just tremendous defense for the last 17 seconds as Scotts Bluff did not allow Beatrice to have anybody with the ball in their hands be able to even see where the basket was at. So Scotts Bluff holds off Beatrice because Beatrice could not get up a final shot. And so it will be Scotts Bluff taking on South Sioux City in Class B for the state championship tomorrow. At 2 o'clock here at the Pershing Center in Class C2, it was no problem as Ravenna breezed past Hardington Cedar Catholic. The Trojans fall to the Blue Jays, 79-50. They'll be taking on Lutheran High Northeast, who ended the championship dreams of North Platte St. Pat's by a final of 58-51. They led 8-8 early on in the game. St. Pat's took the lead in the fourth quarter, but it was all Lutheran High Northeast in that final stanza, and they win it 58-51. So it'll be Lutheran High Northeast and Ravenna tomorrow for the state championship in Class C2. Here in D2, we are at halftime of our first semifinal of the night. Why not leading Giltner 23-18? And over in Class A, over at the Devaney Center, we have an update for you. Seventh-seeded Omaha South with a 22-21 lead over the number three seed, Papillion-La Vista, 22-21 South over Papillion-La Vista. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more of our Allen's Superstore. The more you get more Superstore, halftime report right after this timeout.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. Let's remind you that all six state championship games tomorrow will be on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 in Hastings, 1460 in Kearney. We'll have all six state championship games for you. And obviously, if Giltner wins, if they can come from behind and win here in the second half, we'll have their state championship game tomorrow for you right here on the Breeze. That would be at 8:30 tomorrow night on the Breeze. And so let's give you a little bit of the overall schedule of what we'll have for you tomorrow here on the ESPN Superstation. We'll begin the day early in the morning, 9 a.m., the Class C1 finals between Boys Town and Wahoo. We'll have that game at 9. And then let me take my glasses off so I can actually read. That's a bad sign. At 11 in Class D1, it'll be Pawnee City and St. Mary's. We'll have that game for you at 11. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have the B final between South Sioux City and Scotts Bluff. There'll be a little bit of a break there. We'll be back in action at 4:30, where Ravenna will be taking on Lutheran High Northeast for the Class C2 state championship. And then that'll be followed by Class A. And again, at halftime, South is leading Papillion-La Vista. They'll take on the winner of that game will take on the winner of the Omaha Central Lincoln North Star game, which is the late game over at the Devaney Center. That'll be the 6:30 game. And then, of course, at 8:30, we'll have it on for sure. We'll have that game for you on our ESPN Superstation, the D2 final. Hopefully, Giltner is in that and also on the Breeze. If Giltner is in the finals, they'll also be on the Breeze. And Loomis hoping to be in that finals as well. In fact, if Loomis and both Giltner win, we'll have all of Central Nebraska covered. That game will be on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM out of Kearney, as well as the Breeze, 94.5. So there's the schedule for tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have that matchup for you here in D2. But Giltner's got a little heavy lifting left in them. They are trailing at halftime, I believe, for one of the very few times, maybe the only time this year they did not trail at halftime against Overton, I don't believe, but Overton did have a shot at the buzzer to win the game. Far and away, that was Giltner's toughest test of the season. They've been averaging 57 points a game and given up only about 34, and most of their games were kind of in that range where they've been winning by about 20 points or so. So they got a little work to do here, but they'll have the basketball first to start the second half. You've been listening to the Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. You've been listening to the Allens Halftime Report. Second half is underway as Giltner does have the basketball. Hastings will kick it off left side for Finley. Back out here for Kreitz. And Kreitz will give it back out for Hastings. He'll kick in the corner. Finley back out for Kreitz. And we've got a kick, I believe. Yep, they tried to enter it on the inside there. And Davis Weisler will kick the ball. And so Kreitz will get the inbounds. Reset the offense here. Finley gets it in the lane. That's Poppin. Poppin will kick it out. Here's the three by Hastings, and he hits the three. Dustin Hastings drains that three-pointer, and Giltner's cut the lead down to two, 23-21. And why not bring in the offensive zone? Austin Weisler tries to enter it on the inside. Kreitz knocked the ball loose and just couldn't come up with it. He went through in that lane, anticipated the pass, but it went off of his shoe tops and out of bounds. He got a hand on it and almost pulled it in. On the inbounds, Nathan Weisler off glass, shot no good. Rebound tipped out for Weisler. His first rebound of the game is 18 feet away from the basket. And now Austin Weisler will reset the offense here for why not. They give it up on the left side for Davis. Davis Weisler double team, kicks it back out for Nathan. They'll get it off for Christopher Schmidt. Schmidt has his shot blocked. The block by Hastings, and here comes Giltner. They work it up ahead to Hastings, and Hastings lost the ball, but knocked out of bounds by Christopher Schmidt. And after the block, Hastings ran the floor, got the long outlet pass, but why not was there defensively. So Giltner will inbound it here, a chance perhaps to take the lead or tie it. Inbounds is tipped, and why not can't come up with it. They're going to say it was last touch by Hastings. Austin Weisler knocked the ball. They're going to say it went off the hands of Dustin Hastings and out of bounds. Matt Drew for Giltner and Hastings. Neither one of those two are complaining about the call on that far sideline. So it will be a turnover. And now why not? We'll get it back out here for Nathan Weisler. They're not going to let him shoot from out there. And they'll kick it out here right side for Austin Weisler. Osler, he has it knocked away. Kreitz turns it over. He picks up the turnover. Good hands there for Kreitz to force the turnover. He'll dribble in the offensive zone now, giving it for Jacob Finley. Back off here for Kreitz. Over for Finley. Finley, as they work it around, has it now on the left side for Finley. And now they'll give it off for Kreitz. He'll fire the three, back of the iron, and no good. Nothing but blue jerseys there pulling down the rebound. And Sudbeck's pass off the hands of a teammate. It'll be a turnover. Finley is there to pick up the trash, as why not didn't take good enough care of the ball. So Giltner dodges a bullet here just a little bit. They've got the ball right back. They enter it in on the right side, stepping through in a little extra step. Yeah, Trevor Poppin took a little extra bounce with it, and that'll be a Giltner turnover. Again, why not plays really good defense. They collapse on the ball. They double team out of that 1-3-1 quite a bit. And so that's the turnovers that Giltner is committing have been forced errors. Austin Weisler will bring it into the offensive zone. Get a little screen here from his cousin, Nathan. They'll give it off on the right wing here for Christopher Schmidt. Schmidt now works it on the inside for Nathan Weisler. Nathan Weisler drives the baseline, kicks it out for Austin. Austin, he's going to drive the baseline, a little floater up and in. Little teardrop runner for Austin Weisler. And why not pushes the lead out to 25-21. On the run here is Hastings. He'll kick in the corner, a little ball fake here for Clyer. Clyer gives it off for Hastings. Hastings back out for Clyer. Clyer's jumper is no good. And last touched, I believe, by Drew Ott, who couldn't quite put his mitts on his fifth rebound of the game. 5:12 to go here, third quarter. And Giltner led for one possession. After that, why not went on a 7-0 run and push out one of their largest leads of the game. They lead it right now, 25-21. Pass is tipped, picking up is Dustin Weisler. Dustin Weisler gives it inside for Nathan. Nathan having trouble with it. Bounce pass, intercepted by Jacob Finley. And so Giltner will bring in the offensive zone. They can't really run with it. Why not does a good job of slowing that down. Kreitz is going to drive, kick out here for Hastings. Hastings will penetrate, give it back out for Kreitz. back into that right corner over there. Now into the elbow. Penetrating here is Kreitz. Kreitz, a little extra pass, and we got a foul. A push on the way in, and had he put up a shot, he'd probably be at the line to shoot two. Instead, it's going to be inbounded. The foul on Kobe Sudbeck is his second. State tournament coverage brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life. Locations at Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game. Tossing in here is going to be Drew Ott. Ott gets it back on the baseline. They double team. He drives the lane, gets it inside and off the hands of a teammate. It's a turnover. On the run here is going to be Austin Wiesler. And Wiesler slid to a stop as he was pressured. And why not? Turns the ball right back over. They had numbers, but running the floor was Ethan Kreitz, and he forced the turnover. That was a nice pass by Ott, but it was deflected by one of the Why Not players. And so we just swapped turnovers here. With it, Dylan Heinrichs. Heinrichs pass up ahead is out of bounds. So Matt Drew just kind of wants to find some way to get his offense rolling here a little bit. Trevor Poppin's going to check in. And Clyer going to get a breather here for Giltner. 4:17 to go, third quarter. Why Not 25, Giltner 21. Trying to defend a state championship are the Hornets, and they're down by four. With it is number four, Austin Wiesler, dribbles to the baseline. Kicks it for Sudbeck. Sudbeck's going to penetrate. Hanging shot. Wow, that's a tough shot for Jackson Sudbeck. And it goes up and in. He hung in the air and got a little floater to fall. Kyle Hawthorne being pressured. He gets it up ahead. They got three on two numbers. Pass by Kreitz. Knocked loose. Wiesler forces the turnover. On the run come the Blue Devils. Layup by Stratman. No good. Tip. No good. But a foul. The foul is going to be on the Hornets. And they're going to say they went over the back of Nathan Wiesler. And Dylan Heinrichs whistled for the foul. So two free throws here for Wiesler as he missed the shot. First miss of the free throw here in the game for Nathan Wiesler. He was 4-for-4 up to this point. And Wiesler was trying to tip on that rebound, which is why he's at the line to shoot two. Each team has just committed one team foul here in the second half. Wiesler's second free throw is good. So 28-21, 7-point lead here for Why Not equals their largest lead of the game. With 3:38 to go here in quarter number three. Long pass up ahead here for Dustin Hastings, and Hastings has the ball poked out of his hands from behind. Last touch by the Blue Devils. So on the baseline to toss it in here is going to be Ethan Kreitz. And they're going to go 2-3 zone. Why Not on the inbounds? They toss it into the corner to the Hornets. They work it around. Hastings gives it off for Kreitz. Kreitz snaps it on that right side for Heinrichs. Pettis inside. Strong post move by Drew Ott. And that's the sixth point of the ball game here for Drew Ott as he takes that one off glass. So on the bounce, Jackson Sudbeck. Sudbeck picked up defensively by Finley. They set in a moving screen on Finley, but the refs don't call it. And then Finley forces the turnover. The steal, the outlet for Heinrichs. Heinrichs out for Hastings. Hastings had to save it and picked up by Kreitz. Kreitz in the corner, lost it, but knocked out of bounds by Why Not. Last touch by the Blue Devils. So at the end of the Giltner bench, the Hornets are going to inbound it. Now they're going to say it went out of bounds on the baseline. And so Kreitz will inbound on the baseline in the corner over there. And again, 2-3 on the inbounds comes Why Not. They'll throw it in, top of the circle here for Finley. Finley, right wing for Heinrichs. Back out for Finley. Heinrichs on the baseline, lobs it for Ott, and knocking the ball out of bounds is Davis Wiesler, and I don't know how that's not a foul going over the back of Drew Ott. Ott had position there. Must say that there was enough contact, so Ott's going to inbound it. It was last touched by the Devils. So around the perimeter we go. They kick it out for three, and it's good for Jacob Finley. His first three of the ball game cuts the lead down to two, 28-26. Schmidt kicks it top of the key. Davis Weisler, he does want to try to answer back with a three. They'll set a screen and get it on for Brady Stratman. Stratman has the dribble, top of the key. Now right wing for Jackson Sudbeck. Sudbeck picked up there defensively. And the bounce pass top of the circle here for Davis Weisler. Weisler on the bounce. Used it up. Gives it up right wing here for Stratman. Stratman, and we got a timeout. Timeout for why not? Two-point game. 2:08 to go. Third quarter. 28-26. Why not? Blue Devils will inbound right after this timeout.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, after trailing by seven, Giltner now has trimmed that lead down to two with 2:08 to go here in the third quarter. Giltner 27-0, defending state champions, but they have not led here in the second half. Why not's going to inbound it and try to add to their lead. Schmidt works it around the perimeter, gives it now for Weisler. Austin Weisler on the bounce, picked up there by Jacob Finley. And they'll give it off here for Schmidt. Schmidt kicks it off on the right side. They'll kick it back out. A little hesitation here by Weisler. He'll get it into the corner. Penetration here by Austin Weisler, and we're going to have a little hand check foul called. Only the second foul against Giltner here of the second half. The Boise State Basketball Tournament on Platte River Radio, proudly brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. The foul, by the way, on Finley, just his first. And around the perimeter we go. Is why not? Now driving is Weisler. Weisler a little flip. Pass on the inside. Shot missed by Weisler. Ott might have got a piece of it. Up ahead comes Giltner after Ott pulls down the rebound. Hastings on the bounce. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Looking for it right in front of us is Dylan Heinrichs. But they'll kick it off on the right side instead to Finley. Finley for three. And he hits the three. 2 3-pointers and two straight possessions for Jacob Finley. And Giltner has the lead. 29-28. Their first lead of the second half, and nearly traveling with it is Davis Weisler. He'll hand it off here for Christopher Schmidt. Schmidt works it back around the perimeter. And slowing it down is going to be Austin Weisler. He's picked up there defensively by Finley. Been playing great defense and now stroked in a couple of straight trays. Davis Weisler drives to the baseline, gets a little screen, lays it up, but he's hit on the arm. He's hit on the arm and hit fairly hard. I think that's going to be on Dylan Heinrichs. That's going to be his second on Heinrichs. And to shoot two here is going to be Davis Weisler. Davis Weisler, the little brother of Austin Weisler, and those Weislers are cousins with Nathan. Free throw no good for Davis Weisler. You can have a Sudbeck-Weisler lineup in there and only have two names but five players. Why not, Ryan? Now 23-2. They trail it 29-28 at the free throw line. Weisler, his second free throw is no good. He missed both of them. And the rebound by Drew Ott. So Ott pulls down the rebound. And the long pass up ahead to Ott. Ott finds the backdoor cutter. That's a layup. It's good for Dylan Heinrichs. Giltner spread the floor, and this is the largest lead of the game for Giltner. The lead by three. Austin Weisler picked up his dribble. We'll give it off on the right side for Davis. Davis gets a little screen from his cousin Nathan. And another timeout here for why not. 22.5 to go here in the third quarter. A full timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute. Giltner leads it 31-28. We're back after this.
Axman Heating and Air Conditioning is your independent Lennox dealer serving Pleasanton and surrounding areas. They remind you that now's the time to conduct spring and summer checks on your air conditioning units. Get ready for the warm season ahead. Axman has all the Lennox models and offers complete sales and service on all units. Give them a call today, 308-388-2010.
308-388-2010. Craig and Karen Axman say good luck to the Giltner boys.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, an interesting timeout, in my opinion, called by Lee Himes of Why Not. Why Not now has only two timeouts left to go in the game. Austin Wiesler will inbound it, giving it off right side for Jackson Sudbeck. 16 seconds left as Sudbeck will dribble into the corner, and he's pressured. They'll get the ball in for Wiesler. Wiesler has the ball knocked loose. Is there a foul? Nope, it's just out of bounds. And last touch by that swarming Giltner defense. I think it was Choir, the last to touch it in there. So now Why Not, with 10 seconds even to go here in the third quarter, is going to inbound it. They bunch everything up on the inside there, and they're just tossing it between the circles. Pass on that right wing for Sudbeck. Sudbeck in the lane, kicks it out. Here's an NBA three by Wiesler. No good. Rebounded by Ott. Ott's going to throw it from three-quarter court, and it's off the mark. Giltner heads to the fourth quarter, 8 minutes away from defending their state championship tomorrow. They lead it 31-28, the fourth quarter right after this.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Time for a new car? See Advantage Chevrolet, where you'll get total satisfaction for a lot less cash. Come test drive a hot new Chevrolet, and you'll see why everyone comes to Advantage Chevrolet to buy. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Those other dealers just talk, but he goes into action, and you get a great deal and total satisfaction.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. 8 minutes away from coming to you tomorrow from the Devaney Center. But Giltner with only a three-point lead. They lead it 31-28. They trailed at 1 point, 28-21. So it's a 10-0 run here for Giltner to take the lead. They're still on the run here, but it is Why Not that has the basketball. On the bounce is going to be Austin Wiesler. Wiesler in the lane has his shot blocked by Ott. That is his fifth block of the ball game. Check it, his sixth block of the ball game. Kreitz brings in the offensive zone. And again, Why Not held only 5 points in that third quarter. Giltner swinging it around the perimeter. They kick into the corner. Here's a three right in front of us by Finley. And Finley strokes in his third three-pointer of the second half. The lead is six here for Giltner. Pass, almost turned away, and it is. It's a turnover. They saved it, but into the hands of Finley. And so Giltner forces another turnover here. They've got the momentum and the basketball. Pass in the lane, off the hands of one of the Blue Devils, and driving is Hastings. Hastings has a shot blocked, picked up by Why Not. They kick it up ahead here for Schmidt. Schmidt is shut down by Hastings. Schmidt picks up his dribble, and he's going to throw it in the backcourt. That's going to be over and back on Why Not. So we're going to swap turnovers here. And Giltner will try to add on to their 34-28 lead. The Boise State Basketball Tournament on Platte River Radio is proudly brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. And Giltner will try to pad that lead a little bit. They lead by six. Up ahead to Finley. Finley's been hot here in the second half. He'll get it off for Kreitz. Kreitz gets it to the elbow. They enter it inside for Ott. Ott's going to kick it out. Ball fake here by Heinrichs. Heinrichs back inside for Ott. Ott is fouled. Ott got a couple of guys in the air and then leaned into him and got the foul. And it's going to be on number 30, Kobe Sudbeck. That's going to be his third. It could have been the third as well on Wiesler. The free throw, no good here for Ott. And Ott, 0 for 3 from the free throw line here in the game. He's got one more coming up here, and that one is no good. Kobe Sudbeck will just get the ball off here to his point guard, Jackson Sudbeck. Jackson will drive the baseline, a little floater, no good. Ott knocked it loose, saved by Heinrichs, into the hands of Kreitz. And up ahead come the Hornets. Great hustle there. In the corner, Hastings for three, and they hit the three. It's working on all cylinders for Giltner. Timeout, why not? 37-28, Giltner with the lead. 6:08 to go, fourth quarter. We're back after this.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here. As we mentioned, everything working on high cylinders for Giltner. You get the ball knocked loose because you play good defense. You get one player making a great save into the hands of another player that makes a good pass, and then you hit the three-pointer in the corner. And everything right now working for Giltner. That's how you win state championships. And right now they got a long way to go, but they got a 9-point lead with 6:08 to go here. They lead at 37-28. And the worm is turned here. Why not? Who really played very well, led throughout the first half and much of the third quarter. But since Giltner has taken the lead, Giltner is just kind of squeezing the life out of Why Not, because Why Not only has one timeout left to go here with 6:08 to go in the game. And Why Not has committed only two team fouls. A little early to start talking about this, but if they want to send Giltner to the free throw line, they're going to need to collect some fouls here. Sudbeck in the offensive zone here for Why Not. He will hand the ball off here for Davis Wiesler. And again, Giltner going man-to-man, nearly stolen, and the ball's knocked loose. It's in the backcourt, and they're going to call it over and back. It was touched right at half court by Jackson Sudbeck. The officials are going to get together and discuss it. I think what they're going to say is that Sudbeck touched it right at the free throw, at the half court line, and so they touched it in that zone, and so it was over and back. Now, I'll tell you what, you move that line 6 inches one way or another, and I think Why Not gets the ball. Kreitz will drive. Kreitz jump stop, and there's a block by Kobe Sudbeck. And he was trying to jump stop. I don't think they're going to give him the continuation for the free throw. They are not. They're going to inbound it. The block is on Sudbeck. That is his fourth. And Why Not wants to make a substitution. I'm sure it's Sudbeck that's going to come out. Yes, he does, as Brady Stratman will check in for him. And Drew Ott will inbound on the baseline. He throws it between the circles here for Finley. Back inside for Ott. Ott finds the man underneath. That's Hastings. Hastings off glass, no good. And the rebound is pulled out of there by Stratman. So here comes Why Not. Stratman will play the point here, and he'll kick it right side. Entry pass knocked out of bounds by, I think that was on Ott. Yep, it's on Drew Ott. That'll be his second. Check it, his third. So Ott only with 6 points here in the ball game, and he has three fouls. The three-point shooting here for Giltner is really what has opened things up in the second half. Austin Wiesler on the bounce, dribbling, and it's going to be a walk. Wiesler well covered there by Jacob Finley. And you could have called one of three things there. You could have called a charge, you could have called a block, and you could have called a walk. They called the walk, so it's a turnover. And on the inbounds, Giltner turns it over themselves. Good pressure put on by Why Not. Unofficially, 13 turnovers on Giltner, 11 on Why Not. And Why Not's going to inbound it with 5:12 to go here in the ballgame. Giltner 37, Why Not 28. Weisler's used up his dribble. Grid pressure put on by Finley, so they'll kick it off left side for Weisler. Javis Weisler. Now the cross-court pass, great catch by Austin Weisler. They work it inside to the cousin Nathan, and Nathan, who's pivoting around in there, is fouled before he can put up the shot. Nope, they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. He was pivoting and trying to put up the shot, and the foul is going to be on Dustin Hastings. So here comes the free throw for Weisler, and it is no good. So after hitting his first four, he's missed two of his last three. Ott and Hastings going to switch sides here as they're both down low for the rebound. And Nathan Weisler at the line again. His free throw looks short. It's off, and it is rebounded by Ott. So Ott snags the bound. And he'll get the ball out here for Kreitz. Kreitz behind the back dribble. Brings it in the offensive zone. They've got numbers. Pass up ahead. Ball knocked loose. Knocked away from Ott. Loose ball is picked up here by Why Not. Why Not brings it up ahead. Weisler will throw it into the corner for Stratman. Stratman gave it away. Now gets it back. They're looking on the inside for Nathan Weisler. Nothing happened in there as Ott's well covering him. And they'll get it off for Stratman. Stratman. Behind the three-point arc, now hands it off here for Austin Weisler, top of the key. Austin Weisler picked up defensively by Finley very nicely. They'll kick it back out. Open for three is Davis Weisler. It is no good. High for the rebound is Christopher Schmidt, and there's a foul. Schmidt was sandwiched by a couple of Hornets there, and they're going to say that the back Hornet went over the back. And that's going to be on Dylan Heinrichs. And a timeout. Timeout here for Matt Drew and the Giltner Hornets. Coach calls the timeout with 4:09 to go here. Fourth quarter, 37-28 Hornets. We're back after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Why Not didn't have a whole lot to talk about. They've been standing on the court for about 30 seconds. They only use about half of that full timeout. Giltner breaks the huddle, and they're back defensively as Why Not will inbound underneath their own baseline. They toss it in for Christopher Schmidt. They enter it back inside for Nathan Weisler. Weisler, little up and under move. Ott right there with him. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, and the bucket's up and good for Christopher Schmidt. So Chris Schmidt gets the offensive rebound and a bucket here for Why Not. It's 37-30. Why Not puts the pressure on. Giltner breaks the press. Finley in the offensive zone. They're double-teaming him, and he'll kick the ball right back out here for Kreitz. Giltner spreading the floor a little bit. Penetration here for Kreitz. They'll kick it out for your left side for Hastings. Hastings ball fake. Bounce pass inside for Ott. Ott shot. No good, but a foul. And I think that one's going to go on Christopher Schmidt. I think he's going to say it was a hit on the arm, and it was. So Schmidt has picked up his third foul. And Ott, who has struggled from the free throw line, he is 0-4 in the game, will go and shoot two, and the first one is good. 38-30, 3:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Giltner with the lead, and that lead's just a little bit better as Drew Ott hits both free throws, 39-30. On the bounce, Austin Weisler. He'll kick on the right wing here for Davis Weisler. Davis on that baseline. Shut off. Bounce pass stolen away. Another steal. And then the foul by Why Not. Giltner makes the steal. Why Not makes the foul. And that's going to be just the fourth team foul here on Why Not. So So they can be aggressive going for that steal. Check that. That's now their fifth. They gave a foul on Wynot to Giltner a little bit ago. So that's they correct that on the scoreboard now. Five fouls now on Wynot. And inbounding it is in the hands of Kreitz. Kreitz facing some pressure. We'll just hand the ball back off here for Finley. Finley up ahead for Ott. Ott to Hastings. Hastings bounce pass on the inside. Layup is good for Dylan Heinrichs. He's hit a couple of layups as they broke the press. Austin Weisler in the offensive zone. 11-point lead for Giltner. Entry pass in for number 11, Nathan Weisler. He's backing in on Ott. Ott can't get there. The layup is missed, though, and the rebound is off the hands of Weisler and out of bounds. And some groans from the Wynot faithful because they thought there was a little push on the inside. But it is going to be Giltner basketball. Inbounded for Ott. Ott will give it for Kreitz. Kreitz, long pass up ahead. Hastings trying to track it down and can't. It'll be a turnover. So Giltner, their 15th turnover of the game compared to 11 here for Wynot. So inbound here is going to be Christopher Schmidt. And Giltner going man-to-man, and they have really screwed on that defense here in the second half. That defense has been airtight. Weisler on the dribble. Gets a little screen from Nathan Weisler. Pass inside for Nathan. He's backing in. Shot up. Rolls around. Good. So 41-32. Needed bucket here for Wynot. But not a lot of time here for the Blue Devils. Hastings on the dribble. They get it off here for Finley. And a timeout for Giltner. Matt Drew called timeout. Didn't like the chances of them breaking the timeline in time. So a 30-second timeout here for Giltner with 2:20 to go in the ball game. We'll keep it right here for a moment as Giltner leads it 41-32. Let's give you a quick little game reset. The possession arrow is pointing towards the Hornets. Next foul by Giltner will send Wynot to the free throw line for a 1-1. Wynot still has a foul to give as they've committed five team fouls here in the second half. State tournament coverage brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. Rehab you back to your best. And Giltner using the timeout here, and they've got a couple of them to spare as they call timeout with 2:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. 41-32. Giltner facing some pressure, but dribbling through it is Kreitz. He gets in the offensive zone with a pass to Finley. And right now, Ott has it in the corner as they're spreading the floor. Finley works it back around. They get it off here for Kreitz, and then Kreitz is held. That's a foul about 40 feet away from the hoop by Jackson Sudbeck. And that's the foul that they probably wanted to commit to make it so they can send Giltner to the free throw line for a 1-1 after this next foul. They'll go for the steal here on the inbounds. If they don't get it, they'll commit the foul. Dylan Heinrichs will get it in for Kreitz. Kreitz kicks it back around to Hastings. Hastings with a little ball fake, and there's going to be a reach. It's either on 23 or 24. And it's going to be on 23. That'll be on Jackson Sudbeck. That's his third. And so to the free throw line is going to be Dustin Hastings. Hastings has hit a couple of three-pointers here in the second half. He's hit two threes. Finley has hit three threes. They've hit five three-pointers here in the second half. Eight in the game. But we're not at the three-point line. We're at the free throw line. And the free throw is no good for Hastings. Rebounded by Wynot. And they're running the floor. They kick it up ahead on the penetration. Shot no good for Schmidt. Rebounded by Ott. And so in the offensive zone comes Giltner. And on the dribble is Hastings. And Hastings is fouled. It's not an intentional foul, even though they meant to do it. The foul is going to be on Jackson Sudbeck. And that is his fourth personal foul. And so Hastings, who missed the front end of a 1-1 a little bit ago, will have another front end here. Free throw, good. 42-32, minute 44 to go. Giltner just that much closer to making it back to the Devaney Center. Free throw, good. After they took the lead, Giltner starting to squeeze the life out of Wynot. Austin Wiesler on the dribble, takes it all the way down to the baseline, and there's a foul before a beautiful flip that went in. And that's going to be a foul on Giltner, and there'll be a one-and-one here for Austin Wiesler. That'll stop the clock with a minute 37 to go. And Jackson Sudbeck going to come out of the game because he's got those four personal fouls. So they want to protect him just a little bit, even though he's not a starter. Free throw, good for Austin Wiesler. At one point, Giltner trailed 28-21. So it's been a 22-6 run here as the free throw is good by Wiesler. And once Giltner took the lead, they have not given it back. Hastings gave it away. Now he gets it back. He'll get it off here for Kreitz. And we got a little reach here on Wynot, about 75 feet away from the basket. That'll shut the clock off with a minute and a half to go. That's now the ninth team foul on Wynot, third personal foul on Davis Wiesler. So this will be a 1-1 here for Kreitz. Kreitz has 9 points in the game, has not scored in the second half. And this is the final 1-1 for Giltner. Any foul for Wynot from here on out will result in two shots for the Hornets. Free throw up and good. Turn the net inside out to Ethan Kreitz. I think Giltner has hit 5 straight free throws here in the fourth quarter. I missed 2 earlier, but I think those were the first 2. And the free throw by Kreitz is good. 11-point lead again here for the Hornets. Minute and a half to go. Wiesler gives the top of the circle here for Christopher Schmidt. On the penetration here is Jackson Sudbeck. They kick it out here for Austin Wiesler. His 3, no good. And the rebound by Wynot. They'll kick it out here for Nathan Wiesler, and he hits the 3. The 6'8 center is the only one that's been in three-pointers here for Wynot. Timeout. Final timeout of the game here for Wynot with a minute 12 to go. It's 45-37. Giltner with an 8-point lead. Timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds right after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the Giltner guards have played well in this ball game defensively and offensively. They're going to be asked to continue handling the ball, hitting some free throws here down the stretch because you know what the game plan is here for Wynot. It's going to be commit the foul, extend the game, and hope that Giltner does not let them back into it by missing some free throws or turning the ball over. Giltner can run the baseline if they want to. Jacob Finley will stay put, and he'll toss the ball into the hands of Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz with the dribble, brings it in the offensive zone, and then he's fouled. Ball was a little bit in front of Kreitz there a little bit, and the Wynot fans wanted, I don't know what, because he didn't carry it. You can't travel with it when you're still dribbling. So I don't know what turnover they thought was committed there, but Kreitz was able to hold on to it barely. He was hit on the arm by Wiesler, so 2 free throws coming up here for Kreitz. And the first one is good. So he is 3-for-3 from the free throw line in the game. All of those have come here in the fourth quarter. And that'll push the lead back out to 9 with a minute 5 to go. 46-37. 47-37 as Kreitz hits both free throws. And the inbounds for Jackson Sudbeck. Sudbeck in the offensive zone. He'll stop, and here's Wiesler. He'll try an NBA 3 top of the key. It is short, rebounded by Dustin Hastings, and Hastings will get the ball off here for Kreitz. Kreitz gets it off here for Dylan Heinrichs, and it's Dylan Heinrichs that'll step to the free throw line. 47-37. 51.2 to go. And I think you can make plans tomorrow night for the Devaney Center. 8:30. Giltner will play for the state championship. The free throw up and good. Dylan Heinrichs hits the free throw. He's got 5 points in the game. His mom proudly puts it in the official scorebook for the home team here. Second free throw by Heinrichs is up and good. 49-37. 12-point lead. 48 seconds left. Why not? Does not have any timeouts. They get it for Wiesler. In the lane, his shot is blocked, but they're going to say Drew Ott committed his fourth foul. A lot of ball and a little arm. Wiesler has missed two of his last three. He'll have two free throws here. And this one's good. 49-38, 41.3 to go. Hands on his hips, looking dejected, but handed the basketball is Nathan Wiesler. The 6'8 junior fires the free throw. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Giltner. Snag of the bound is Hastings. He'll get the ball up ahead for Kreitz. Kreitz gets a little screen, brings in the offensive zone. And they're not looking to foul, apparently. They're going to get the ball off here for Dylan Heinrichs. 28 seconds left. Ball's knocked loose, and then there's a foul. Heinrichs got it in kind of a dangerous position near midcourt and really was bailed out because why not committed the foul. And that is going to be the fifth foul on Austin Wiesler. So out of the game is Wiesler with 26.9 to go. Out of the game with 4 points goes Wiesler. And Wiesler's career is not over as a senior because there's that ever-so-popular consolation game tomorrow. Heinrichs directing traffic a little bit. He's at the free throw line. He'll be the only guy with a white jersey in the lane as Giltner is all dropping back. The free throw by Heinrichs, no good, but it's two shots because that was 10 team fouls. So Heinrichs, who has 6 points in the game, will try to add to Giltner's 49-38 lead with 26 seconds to go. The free throw, no good. And the rebound taken down there by Christopher Schmidt. Schmidt stops top of the key, gives off right side, quick three-pointer, well off the mark, rebounded by Giltner. Giltner gets the ball out, and there's going to be a foul. Trying to get the ball out was Hastings. The rebound, by the way, was on by Dylan Heinrichs. So Heinrichs with the rebound. And they kick the ball out, and to the line to shoot two is going to be Dustin Hastings. And Hastings has hit two out of three free throws here in the fourth quarter. And with 15.1 to go, no timeout left, all that's to be determined in this one is what the final margin is going to be, what the final score is going to be. And the Giltner fans, surprisingly quiet. They're going to defend for a state title. They're going to be back in the finals tomorrow. And the second free throw is no good. Sudbeck has it. 8 seconds left. He'll fire a wild three. It's no good. Another rebound here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs is going to dribble. They're going to leave him alone. And now the Giltner fans are on their feet. The horn will sound, and Giltner will defend a state championship tomorrow. Your final score, Giltner 49, why not 38? As, again, Giltner trailed at one point 28-21. And then from that point on, it was a 28-10 run the rest of the game. Giltner still undefeated. They are now 28-0, and they'll play for the state championship tomorrow night right here on the Breeze and on our sister station on the ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska. Once again, your final, 49-38. Giltner with the win over Why Not. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the numbers and talk with head coach Matt Drew. We'll do that when we come back with the Vons Printers post-game report right after this.
State playoffs. What a blast. B&B Carpet wishes the best of luck to all the boys and girls basketball teams at state. From the games of horse in your driveway to the long practices after school, your hard work is what got you to this level. Go down to Lincoln and have fun. Play your hardest. and show the state what great kids we have in Central Nebraska. All of us at B&B Carpet Service say, Go Hornets!
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass. All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. Your final score, Giltner with a 49-38 win over Why Not. And kind enough to join us is a very happy Giltner head coach, Matt Drew. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. Opportunity to defend your state title.
Thank you, Randy.
Let's talk a little bit. You were behind most of the game. And then talk a little bit about what got you behind and what you did to come back in this one.
You know, I thought our post players really struggled tonight. Why Not had a lot of size, so I thought they'd have to be huge, and we ended up going to a small lineup and really was effective against them. Really talked to the guys at halftime about just being aggressive, and, we didn't take a lot of shots that first half. You're not going to get any offensive rebounds or beat them up by just passing the ball around. So we're much more aggressive the second half, and I was happy with the effort.
I really like the way you guys kind of worked the ball in and then kicked it out because you got some pretty good three-point shooting. You know, Finley was on a roll there. He hit a couple of big threes, I think, got you into the lead and really got the momentum going.
Yeah, the Jake Finley had a great game. You know, he's one of those kids that doesn't want to shoot. It's kind of weird, but he played a great game tonight. He's known for his defense. I mean, if you watch him out there, he's got the quickest feet, quickest hands on the team, and gave us great effort on defense and hit some shots.
Talking with Giltner head coach Matt Drew after a 49-38 win that puts Giltner back into the state championships tomorrow. A quiet night for Drew Watt in terms of offensive numbers and maybe even rebounding a little bit under his average, but he did a pretty good job of shutting down Nathan Weisler, especially the last, about two and a half quarters.
Oh, yeah, you know, on a 2-3 zone, I don't know if we coach the best offense for it to get Drew the ball, but, the young guys and Kreitz hit some shots or the outside shots. So, hopefully we'll figure out how to play better and get Drew more looks. But, they're putting two guys on him. That's why a lot of those guys were open and getting good looks.
Talk a little bit about the defense. You held them at only 15 total points in the second half, and once you took the lead, you really kind of clamped down on them. What did you guys do defensively? Did you do anything different, or was it just a little bit more intense?
I think I didn't screw up the second half. The first half, we went to a little 1-3-1 and hit those two threes and made me look stupid. So I think we would have held them to 17 points if they would never hit those two threes the first half. So that's my fault. The guys played great man, and once we got quit getting overcoached, we excelled.
Well, once they got on track, they kept it going. And congratulations, Coach. Best of luck to you tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you for covering us.
All right, Matt, appreciate the time. And congratulations to Giltner. They'll be playing for the state championship tomorrow. They win it 49-38. The postgame show is brought to you by Vaughn's Printer, your full-service printer at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
Axman Heating and Air Conditioning is your independent Lennox dealer serving Pleasanton and surrounding areas. They remind you that now's the time to conduct spring and summer checks on your air conditioning units. Get ready for the warm season ahead. Axman has all the Lennox models and offers complete sales and service on all units. Give them a call today, 308-388-2010, 308-388-2010. Craig and Karen Axman say good luck to the Giltner boys.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. Giltner is in the finals, and they'll be taking on either Loomis or Howells. We'll have that game for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Doug Doodle will have that call for you as the game is scheduled to tip off at around 9 o'clock or so, probably be a little bit before 9 o'clock when that game will start here. Once again, your final 49-38, and Giltner will be watching with interest in our second game, because that's who they'll battle tomorrow for the state championship. Let's go through the numbers here for Why Not, who will now play for third place tomorrow. They fall to 23-3 on the year. They were led by Nathan Weisler. Weisler hit 3 3-pointers in the game here for Why Not, and the rest of the team hit only 2. So the 6'8 center doing most of the damage from long range here for Why Not. And he finished with 17 points, but only about 3 rebounds in the game. 8 points for Christopher Schmidt. And then 4 points for Austin Weisler, 2 for Davis Weisler. Jackson Sudbeck with 2 points. 2 points for Kobe Sudbeck. And it was Brady Stratman who did hit a 3-pointer in that first quarter for his only 3 points of the ball game. Why Not led at the end of one quarter, 12-7. They led at halftime, 23-18. And then at the end of the third quarter, well, Giltner took the lead in that third quarter. They never gave it up. Giltner led 31-28 at the end of three, and Giltner wins it 49-38. Leading the way here for Giltner with 12 points is Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz, a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Also hit a couple of big 3-pointers to keep his team in it in the first half. And so he finishes with 12, the only Hornet in double figures, but very balanced scoring for the Hornets as Jacob Finley hit 3 3-pointers. All of those in that run where they took the lead and then built the lead, as Finley was the guy that actually put Giltner ahead to stay with a 3-pointer. And he finished with 9 in the game, 8 points for Drew Ott, but Ott had 10 rebounds and played tenacious defense. Kyle Hawthorne stroked in a 3 in the first half. He finished with 3 in the game. Ryan Clyer finished with 3, and Dylan Heinrichs off the bench had a couple of big free throws and a couple of big layups. He finished with 6 points in the game, as Giltner is now 28-0, and they'll play for the state championship for the second straight year, as they'll try to defend their D2 championship from a year ago by taking on either Loomis or Howells, the final game of the day here at the Pershing Center. Once again, your final 49-38, Giltner with the win over Why Not, and we will have coverage of the state championship games for you tomorrow here on the Breeze 94.5. We will have the Giltner game for you live from the Devaney Center. It'll be the final game of the day, and that's set for an 8:30 tip-off, and actually a tip-off a little bit after 8:30, and so we'll have that game for you on the Breeze. Our pregame will start around, probably 8:25 or so, as we'll have that game for you. And, of course, we'll have all 6 state championship games for you on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska, 1550 in Hastings, 1460 in Kearney. Once again, your final in this one, Giltner 49-38 over Why Not. It is also a final as Omaha South will play for the Class A state championship, as South with a win over Papillion-La Vista, 63-51, so the number 7 seed will play for the state championship in Class A, and my money is on the top seed, Omaha Central, who's taking on Lincoln North Star at 8:45 tonight over at the Devaney Center. So once again, your final in this one, 49-38, Giltner with the win. Congratulations to Matt Drew and the Hornets as they'll play for a second straight state championship, and we'll have the game for you tomorrow night on the Breeze, 94.5. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball. The postgame show has been brought to you by Vons Printers, celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations as your full-service printer. Vons Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For Engineer Maggie back in the studios, thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.